USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Biden administration explain why they are fighting the ruling that stated the government overstepped its authority.
We think it's entirely reasonable, as the Department of Justice, for the CDC, the health and data experts, health experts most importantly, in our administration to be able to have that time to evaluate, but also because they want to fight to ensure the CDC's authority and ability to put in mandates in the future remains intact.
United States Secret Service officer shot and killed an intruder who was smashing windows at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the United States yesterday. The ambassador and his family were inside the residence in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Northwest Washington, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
More and more Democrats are breaking away from President Biden's border policy, a policy that has led to the most unsecure border in American history.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are expressing concerns about an increase of illegal immigrants at the southern border if the Biden administration lifts Title 42, the health directive imposed under the Trump administration to keep illegal immigrants out of the country during the pandemic. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is no fan of rescinding the act and believes the administration wants open borders.
Some people say, well, this is just another foolish idea by an administration that has become famous for foolish ideas. And I'm not sure I agree with that. Sometimes when people act like they don't care, it's not an act.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
As the United States continues to piecemeal support for Ukraine during Russia's onslaught of their country, John Bolton, former United Nations ambassador and national security advisor on Newsmax last night, says the way the Biden administration has dealt with Russia's aggression is a major failure.
Well, I think it's consistent with a range of things he's done over the past couple months to try and intimidate the U.S. and the West as a whole, try to deter us from taking necessary and appropriate steps to aid the Ukraine. And I think he's succeeded. I mean, I'm sorry to say this. We failed to deter Russia's invasion to begin with. That was a major U.S. Western failure. But now, not only are we not deterring Putin, he's deterring us. And this is the kind of thing that that is important because it slows the delivery of assistance we need. I'll just give you one example of an effect of Putin's deterrence at work. Right now, there's a big debate going on inside the German government about giving heavy weapons assistance to Ukraine, which Germany has so far refused to do. That's the kind of split inside NATO that Putin thought he'd actually see more of and that he's working to expand.
The public school district in Ludlow, Massachusetts is facing a lawsuit over its efforts to encourage children to experiment with alternate gender identities at school and hide that information from their parents. U.S. District Court lawsuit alleges school administrators and several employees at public schools have overreached their education mandate. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.